It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
A High School Report is brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902, proudly supporting the youth of our community. And on the line with us, we've got Enrique Luna, who is the head coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings, the softball team. And, Coach, you can tell it's softball season because the weather's going to get cruddy right about now, isn't it?
Absolutely. I realized it about 1 o'clock this afternoon when the weather kicked in. I said, it's time to practice, so let's get after it.
Well, all right, you guys will be taking, it's the first day you can practice tomorrow. What time are you going to be out there, if you can be out there?
We should be out here right at 3 o'clock. That's when our 7th period athletics begins. So, you know, we'll get a good 2-hour workout and get after it.
It seems like it's just a few years ago that the UIL kind of changed this, because it used to start on Monday, and I guess they moved it up to Friday. I wonder what the logic was in that. I'm sure coaches had some input into that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think originally it's because, you know, baseball wanted those 2-day tryout days, and so that way they get started. But we pretty much know our kids in softball, so some schools around Texas, they still use it as tryout days for Friday and Saturday. But, you know, we've been fortunate. We got most of our kids in the off-season program, so we've seen our kids all year.
All right. You've got I want to talk to you about what's going to be, I think, a very interesting season for the Lady Vikings this year. But you've sort of started it off in a good way yesterday when you had some three of your girls sign to play college softball, which is always just a fun opportunity to have the families together. And particularly when you have more than one, like you had three yesterday who signed with junior colleges, that's a big day.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we were very excited for those young ladies. You know, they got two hardworking parents that have really done a lot for them growing up, and so I was very proud of them. We got a couple of girls that we're hoping, you know, here in the next few weeks that we'll be able to find them a final home, and they'll make a decision. So it's exciting. You know, we're very blessed a few years back that we had quite a few girls that signed, and, you know, this year we'll have 9 players playing at one form or another and level in college. So it's always fun for not only our kids but our program also to show how much they actually get after it.
It is pretty impressive. I mean, you've got an opportunity for something to pursue there and get part of that college paid for. That's a big deal these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I tell our young ladies, it's a little different in girls' athletics. You know, in junior college, they're able to give them a lot more than they would in Division I and Division II. And so, to me, you know, a girl that's going to play at the college level, that's sometimes the best route because you're going to, you know, we're fortunate that our young ladies pretty much have everything paid for. So, you know, that's kind of exciting for them and their families and not have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I got a junior college scholarship in the band, which tells you pretty much they were desperate for a band deal at that time. But I actually did, and it makes a big difference. Pretty much whether it was whether you're my age or anybody else. But all right, the season actually doesn't get started for a little while. I guess your first scrimmage will get started at the beginning of February. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know, we got about a week and a half of practices, and then we'll go down and face our regional champions in Fort Bend Rich Point right off the bat, scrimmage them, and Perennial 6A Power pair to land. So we got two tough ones to start off with, but it's always good. And we'll have a couple of weeks of scrimmages, and then unfortunately with the way the UIL has set up our games and our tournaments, we won't have any non-district games, so we'll kick right into our tournament and then district. So it'll go pretty fast, that's for sure.
So your opening games will be your tournament. That BCS tournament that you guys host every year is a huge tournament, and people around town are going to be seeing people playing softball just about everywhere. How many fields will you guys end up taking over the course of that tournament? How many will you play on?
This year we've added BRAC, you know, the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, so we're very excited about getting some teams over in Bryan. So with the addition to that, we'll actually be playing on 16 sites. So we'll use veterans in Central and College Station, and then College Station High School, Rudder, and us. So it'll be 16 different fields, and we've actually, and we'll talk about that as we progress, but we've actually increased to 73 teams this year.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll have two different divisions.
So, you've always had, you know, a way you, when you get over that 64, you got to figure out a way to work everybody in. So it's, you're splitting it up into two divisions this year. Is that, how was that, how the coaches take that? They like that, or what was the,
yeah, I think so. We had some teams that, that wanted to get in and didn't get the deadline. So we have our 64 teams that are playing the bracket. And so I talked to, Coach Gibson and Coach, Missy over at Rutter, and we all decided, hey, you know, why don't we do a round robin portion, and that way we just hosted our games at our fields, and we don't ever have to move or worry about moving or anything like that. So that's what we're going to try out this year. Is we're going to it's just going to be us three and six other schools, and nobody will ever play each other twice, and the local schools won't ever have to leave their fields. So that's what our second division is basically a 19 round robin, and. So.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So a 9-team round robin. That's that means you're going to be pretty busy over that period of time then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's you know, with the addition of that, it goes from 180 games to 220. So so there'll still be a lot of softball going on in 3 days.
Just text me where I need to be. Okay, can
yes,
we do
sir.
That from that standpoint? I tell you where I really need to be is I need to be with you when you go out to Arizona, because you're going to be playing in a tournament out there this year. And I understand you go there through Vegas. I think if Larry goes, he might not ever come back. So I think I'm probably the one who should be covering that. Right?
I'd love to have one of you guys. That's for sure. Travel with us.
Well, talk about that tournament. You guys have gone out there before. Tell me about Brian's history competing in that tournament.
Well, in 2002 was our first time going out there, and we got invited, and you know, of course, that was the year we won state. We went out there and we lost to the number one team in the nation and won nothing. So we had a great run out there, and we were kind of the no names. And it, you know, one of my favorite memories is Sue Inquist, the Hall of Fame coach from UCLA, coming up to Coach Williamson and telling her how impressed she was from our kids and our fans and our coaches, and that was one of the greatest memories. And then we went back in 07, and we didn't fare quite as well. We went 3-3 that weekend, but that kind of propelled us, because that year we ended up going to the regional finals and losing 1-0 to the eventual champion Garland, the 3-game series. And so that was the last time we went. It's been 9 years, but we're excited about it. We're the only Texas team that's going to be out there, and I haven't gotten the bracket or anything like that, but usually what they do is they have 40 teams out there from all over, from Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, California, Utah. So we'll go out there and we'll do the best we can and have a good time with it and try to represent not only our community but our state well.
I know I've talked to you about this before, and to Janice Williamson, who was your predecessor there as the head coach. And there is you guys got a lot of it's a bonding type thing when you make a long road trip like that.
Absolutely, yes, sir. You know, from the very first year we took it, we actually took a bus. And we went from here to El Paso, and from El Paso to Arizona.
All right, I may not go after all.
Okay. That was the first year. We got a little smarter. We've gotten a little smarter the past two times. We'll be flying out of Austin this time. But it is, and it's a chance for our kids to get something. A lot of our kids have actually never flown, so we're excited to give them that opportunity. And it was just we have such a big senior class and junior class. We wanted to try to do something exciting for them, and when we got the invite, that was kind of a no-brainer to have an opportunity to go represent, like I said, not only our community but our state. So we're very excited about that.
All right, I know you jump into district pretty early, and I'm curious if this tournament is part of why you do that, or did it just fall at the right time where you could take it at spring break or something like that? I don't really know where it fits into the schedule.
Well, when we end up going to Arizona, we'll be coming off of our third game in district, and that'll be our actual third tournament. So we'll play consolidated on that Tuesday, and then we'll fly out the very next day. So we'll actually be 3 games in the district, and it'll be our final tournament. But it does fall during spring break. I was able to talk to the Willis coach to move our game back to give us an opportunity to fly back and not have to be rushing back to play a district ball game. So instead of playing on Tuesday of spring break, we'll play on Friday. So unfortunately, our kids don't get a spring break this year, but they do get a little privilege of going out of state and going on a play. So.
I think I could probably tolerate a move like that for an opportunity to play. And tell me exactly where the tournament's going to be played. What's the name of the town where this is hosted?
The tournament is played in Bullhead City, Arizona, and it is connected, similar to Bryan College Station, to Laughlin, Nevada. It's about an hour and a half south of Las Vegas, southeast, and it's a kind of a tri-state area. California's tip is right there, Nevada and Arizona. So the city itself, both towns aren't that big, but they just do a tremendous job of putting on this great tournament and bringing in a lot of teams. And for us, we're going to be fortunate because a lot of those teams, that's actually the first or second weekend that they're allowed to play. And so for us,
so you'll be seasoned by that point, right?
Yes, sir. We'll actually have quite a few more games than they will.
Talking to Enrique Luna on our high school report, sponsored by Kelly Burt Dozer. And Coach, what are your thoughts about the district this year and just how good this Bryan team could be? I think you've got a lot of pieces in place to be a pretty good softball team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate that we returned pretty much everybody. We got to replace a great senior we had, Rachel Ullman, on the mound. We got some young ladies that can step up to that. But we're very fortunate that pretty much everybody's back from the team from last year. And, you know, but at the same time, we know that we got our hands cut, you know, hands full, because Willis is probably one of the best teams in our region. They have pretty much everybody back, including their pitcher, who's a three-year starter. Coach Gibson is doing a great job over at College Station, and Rutter's doing some very nice things with Coach Bernie. You know, Coach Slayton over at Consolidated, she's brought a lot of fire to their program. So we know it's going to be tough. Huntsville's kind of the sleeper that can sneak up on you on any night, but it's going to be a good race. I'm excited about our opportunities. So we just got to go out there and perform.
You have so many girls, and you've done this over the years. You have so many girls that are so versatile that I may go in and say, okay, you've got to. I'm looking forward to seeing that shortstop play again. Well, she may be a catcher this year. So I mean, I know you've done that over a period of time, and that goes back a long way. You have girls that are just really well schooled in the game. Can you talk about some of the competitors you'll have coming back on the softball field this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate that most of our young ladies that are going to be on varsity, they play year round, and that's a tribute to their parents and their coaches, their summer ball coaches that helps us out. So it's very easy to be able to help them, you know, plug in and know where we're going to put them. You know, at shortstop, we got Celine Quinones, who's a junior now, and she kind of was the heir apparent after Erica. Erica graduated and it's at A&M, and she's done a tremendous job. You know, behind the plate, we got Aldrina Andretti, who's a two-year starter also, and she's done a tremendous job for us. And then, you know, we got one of the fastest outfielders out there. You know, we have Shannon Morris, who's a senior this year, and she can fly around with the best of them, and Morgan Chavarria. You know, they cover a lot of ground. At third base, we got Desiree Salceda, who's a two-year starter, and she can hit the ball a mile away. I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago she hit a bomb out of Consolidated with half a bat because I was working on her timing, and so she's got a lot of power. And Lauren Galvan, who will be one of our pitchers, but also our second baseman, she returns, and so we got a great nucleus of kids that have our season now, our veteran. That, you know, last year I knew we were going to take some lumps early just because we were. It was the first time, even though they were juniors and sophomores, it was the first time for them to be full-time starters after we lost such a big class a couple years ago. So I'm excited.
Well, I do remember Salceda. And funny, over the years, I've thought about this, how many games that I've gone to where I've gotten a chance to see you guys hit, you know, big home runs that, you know, I've even been out there when people driving down the street could get hit by a ball going around. So, in fact, I've actually seen that from the press box, and I've seen it in playoff games. But I guess that's the ultimate goal, make a good run in the playoffs again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we play in probably the toughest region in Class 5A. You know, we got Ridge Point High School as our defending regional champions. And you know, they got a pitcher who's going to Florida State. And Magnolia West, who we faced up against last year, that their pitcher is committed to Texas. So we got a very strong region. And, you know, we just hope that we can take care of business in the during district and set ourselves in position to make a good run. I certainly think that now that we've seen it and we've been there, done that, you know, we can certainly go out there and go compete with the best of them.
All right. It's Enrique Luna, who's the head coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings, and they're going to get started tomorrow, as is everybody else who's playing high school softball. It's the first day for practices tomorrow, and that is our high school report brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902. Proudly supporting the youth of our community. We're going to take one more break. We'll be back to let you know what's coming up in the Eagle tomorrow after this.